45-year-old West Des Moines resident Mary Van On is on Medicaid. She's been disabled her entire life.
She was a breech baby, lack of oxygen, diagnosed as athetoid cerebral palsy.
That's Mary's father, David Van On.
So she cannot use her hands, cannot use her legs, is tied to a wheelchair, but can use a mouth stick to run the computer. And so from the neck up, she's able to control that. She runs her wheelchair with a head halo, so she can turn her head and make the chair move. And so, which is a blessing. I mean, all of those things.
The mouth stick, David mentions, was designed by Mary's dentist. It locks into the top of her teeth. She demonstrates how she can do anything from type a text message on her iPhone to writing an email. Her mind is sharp, especially when she cracks a joke, poking fun at her ability to communicate.
Oh, yo. I can't joke.
Says, oh no, she can talk now.
David says having Medicaid services for Mary was a blessing.
Had I not had the Medicaid help, which provided for staffing and taking care of her, I would not have been able to do the work that I really made my living out of, because I would have had to been around to take care of her all day long.
That's where David puts on a different hat. He founded an insurance business 30 years ago that services companies with fewer than 20 employees. He says over the last three decades, his clients have seen the cost of healthcare skyrocket. He says expanding Medicaid won't help that. So he's torn because he's met people in similar circumstances to Mary's.
I know families, the mom and dad are in their 80s, and they're taking care of a 50-year-old son who is, you know, has a mentality of a 4-year-old. And they're still living at home. So what happens if something happens to mom and dad and we got another 162,000 coming into the system?
The state estimates that up to 180,000 new enrollees could be added under a Medicaid expansion. Regardless of what happens with the expansion here in Iowa, Mary will still be covered by Medicaid. Van On says he wants people to have health care, but he says there has got to be a better way than making the people who are already on the program wait longer to see the doctor, which he fears could happen with a Medicaid expansion. In West Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.